Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. With us today, the one and the only, the man, the myth, and by golly, he's a legend in my mind. His name is Dr. Bill Cranford. He is a very fine individual, a great dentist. Got to tell you, he's my dentist, been my dentist ever since I came to Rock Hill. And we have done so many programs here recently with my friends Scott and David Oliver over at Oliver Eye Associates about what they see when they do an examination through your eyes, that it never dawned on me that there's another profession that sees a lot of the same kind of stuff, and it's the dental profession. So I knocked on the door of my good buddy Dr. Bill and said, how about it? You want to come on here? Let's talk about dental health. Let's talk about examinations and what have you. And you know what? He very graciously said,
yes. Glad to be here. So since we're talking good about each other, I really appreciate you, Manning, what you've done for this community in your 35 years being here and having a hometown radio station.
Well, thank you.
That you're trusted, you're local, and you care, and that's what we want to do at our dental practice is to be trusted, and that we're going to be here.
And you do.
And we're going to care for the long term.
I'm not sure there's anything that this man hasn't had to fix in my set of teeth, and he's done a great job with it. Okay, tell everybody a little bit about your background.
My background?
Yeah.
Well, I grew up here in Rock Hill and returned to my hometown. Went to Clemson University undergrad, then Medical University of South Carolina. I've been practicing general dentistry here for 35 years. Got back here the same time Manning did. Practiced with my daughter. She joined me about 7 years ago. We have a practice at the corner of Ebenezer and Hurlong, and enjoy being part of this community and like to promote the community as much as we can. Got a great group of staff members that have been with me for years.
Oh, yeah.
And love my patients. I love going to work every day.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
My dad used to say to me, he said, if you're looking at your watch every 10 minutes,
yeah,
that's a job. But if you look at your watch and it's the end of the day, that's a career.
Yeah.
It was good advice.
We really, everybody on my staff, I believe, enjoys being there, and we love our patients and love being there. I want to talk about dental health, general health today.
We're going to do that. We need to tell also the fact that you've got two other children. You've got one who's soon to be a dentist.
That's correct.
And another one who's an educator.
Educator in Florence.
Right, and you got a whole bunch of grandchildren. How many?
It hit seven 2 weeks ago, and then there's another on the way. I've got four children. I have a daughter in Charlotte, too, that has... Yeah, and knows your son and daughter-in-law.
I'm sorry, I did not know that.
It's four.
Four
yeah.
kids.
Kind of lose count. I have to count about the grandchildren. So.
All right.
It's a happy time of life.
And let us not forget the lovely Martha Cranford over here.
Yeah, Martha Cranford.
Cecil B. De Cranford.
Yep. And she's the mind behind the myth and the legend.
That tells
me where to go and how to be. And
she's the business brains. Okay.
Yes, and she really loves this community, too. And
you guys have done an awful lot. All right, let's get into this.
Okay.
It is, and maybe I'm the only one who doesn't recognize this, but I had it burned in my brain from when I was a youngster that you got to go to the dentist twice a year. You just got to go every 6 months to have them take a look and see what's going on, because if you don't, then nobody can do any preventative stuff to keep small problems from becoming big problems. Is that right?
You're right. It's funny about the twice a year thing that actually came through an advertising campaign with Colgate. Is brush your teeth twice a day, see your dentist twice a year, 70 or 80 years ago.
Wow.
So it got embedded into the American mind through advertising, which is what you do.
Yeah.
You know, that's your business.
All right.
But for some people, you need to be seen more often if you have dental problems. Other people, once a year is enough. But other people, I've got some people that show up every 2 years. I don't want, my dentist friends don't like to say that, but
right.
For some people, that's enough. But by being a family practice, I'm able to see patients every 6 months for year after year after year, and I notice changes. We're taking blood pressure. We're doing an oral cancer exam. We're looking at the meds and getting the overall feel for a person. A lot of times we're able to see things that they haven't thought about or things their family practice doctor or internal medicine doctor doesn't see. And often our patients haven't been to a family practice doc or an internal medicine doc for 2, 3, or 4 years when I've seen them every 6 months. So we're able to pick up on some things and refer them to appropriate people. And it can be as something from heart disease to Sjogren's syndrome to diabetes to dry mouth issues to depression. And early cognitive things where you can see some signs of dementia and early Alzheimer's disease where we can make referrals.
So now when I've talked to Dr. Scott Oliver, you know, he's looking through the eye.
Right.
And he can see things going on, you know, little dots here, little dots there, the arteries and what have you. That's a different thing than when you're looking into my mouth and doing an exam.
Because
you're not using a scope or anything. I mean, what is it that you see in there that could trigger you to be asked questions, you know, you may go need to go see somebody.
Okay. Well, we do use a scope, but we're primarily looking at the hard tissues of the teeth, but looking at the soft tissues of your lip, cheek, gums, pharynx, tonsillar areas, there's things we can pick up. If you have dry mouth, you may have signs of Sjogren's syndrome. If you're elderly with dry mouth, there may be medications that are causing that. If your teeth are really building up a lot of plaque, you could be having dementia problems or very depressed. A depressed person begins ignoring their health and their body, and we're often able to pick up on that. With all of our patients now, at the end of every exam, you may have noticed that I palpate or feel under your chin, and I have you open wide, and sometimes I find a bump there.
Yeah.
And once in a while, we get alarmed, and once in a while, that can be a cancer. I had a friend that had a big lump.
That friend would be me.
And it was alarming, and we referred
that. In fact, let me take a step back.
Yeah.
When I had you feel that lump when you were standing right here in the line here, you turned stone cold.
Mm-hmm.
And your first words are, you got to go over here.
Right. But fortunately, it wasn't anything big. It was
nothing.
A swollen salivary gland.
Right.
And we were very thankful for that. So, yeah, I tried not to turn stone cold here in the middle of Substation 2, but
Well, you care.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happens.
Sure.
Now, the exam, a routine exam at the dental office, really isn't, as I see it, is in two parts. You have the hygienist who's going in there and doing the routine cleaning and inspecting and
what have you.
So you get one set of eyes on it, and when she sees something, you know, she immediately is calling you in to say da-da-da-da-da. But you also come in and do a final exam with the patient, double-checking whatever the hygienist has done, and getting a look-see with your own eyes.
Right. Yeah, part of the exam, I'm not really checking behind my hygienist to be sure they've done the job, though I kind of do that, but hygienists are well-trained, and they're very good at what they do, so I really don't need to check their work, but I'm checking as far as gum pockets, periodontal disease. Periodontal disease, there's a correlation, perhaps with heart disease. We're checking for the oral cancer exam. We're reviewing the health history. Often we're doing a blood pressure check, too, and see if there's high blood pressure that we need to make a referral back to your primary care doctor. So we're looking at it from both angles, and if I'm slack with anything, my hygienist, you know them, they're sure to let me know to stay on top of it.
It is. I mean, I'm just, I don't know why it's taken me my whole life to realize that all this is going on when you have these routine exams.
Yeah.
Because as Dr. Oliver and I have talked about, their biggest challenge is the fact that people do not go in for annual eye exams. I just talked to a young person today, said, I haven't been in to see one for 4 or 5 years. I said, go back online, listen to some of the exam stories as to what they have found in their own office over here from people who just decided time had come, but hadn't been there for years.
Right.
So your patients who come in, do you have? Do most of them do twice a year? Is it pretty much automatic?
Most do. But the statistic put out by the American Dental Association and insurance companies, only 43% of Americans regularly go to the dentist.
Get out of here.
Yeah, you didn't know that.
Woo.
And the younger population coming out from right after high school until they get established in a career, usually they're gone for 3, 4, or 5 years. So we have a lot of people in their mid-20s that haven't been for a long time. I have patients every day that come in and haven't been to a dentist in 10 years or 12 years. Some have no problems at all, which is astounding, but then some have very bad problems that we have to deal with.
We hear a lot in medical terms about family history, particularly as it relates to heart disease, to cancer, that kind of thing.
Right.
Does that also hold true for the dental aspect of their life?
There's some genetic things. And talking about heart disease, though, too, they've had hundreds of studies about the correlation between gum disease and heart disease, that people that have heart disease often have gum disease and vice versa. But does gum disease cause heart disease? The studies say probably not. And does heart disease cause gum disease? Probably not. But it's a correlation there, not particularly genetic, but I would say it's more in how your environment, by your environment, what did your parents teach you? What was your culture of dental care growing up? Did you brush your teeth? Did you have a low sugar intake? Did you see a dentist somewhat regularly? But when you take care of yourself, a person that's conscientious about brushing, flossing, seeing the dentist, they're often going to be the same person that takes care of their heart, that exercises good, that eats the right food, that gardens, and slice, or I got that backwards, but eats the healthy things instead of the high sugar, high fructose, high starch diet that will cause decay. It's not so good for your diabetes, not so good for your pancreas, not so good for your heart, too. So there is a correlation there in your lifestyle, and it comes back from environment, which comes from your parents. So there are some genetics there, but it's more of our diet and how we take care of ourselves. And also exercise. A person that cares enough to floss, they're generally going to be somebody that's going to take care of themselves and go to the gym or walk or find some form of exercise.
So that 58% that does not come in for routine dental exams,
right?
Have they studied that group to figure out why it is that they don't come in? Is it just a question of I fear the dentist, or I don't have the money to do it, or what?
Well, I think those are two of the big things. Is I'd put a third factor in there, though, too. Money is a big concern because of misunderstanding of the cost-benefit ratio of what goes on. We know that by prevention, you save money over the long term compared to just wait until it hurts and getting it fixed. Good dental care saves you money. Preventive dentistry works. What was the second thing you said? Fear. Fear of the dentist. That's ingrained in a lot of people from the old school times. Children that get started going to the dentist early, they love coming.
Yeah.
They get to go to the prize closet, you know? And then I think the third thing in our culture today is time. I don't have time for it. I don't want to go sit and wait. And one thing we try to do at our office is when you get there,
get them in.
We try to seat you and take care of you in a timely fashion. We try to treat you quickly, but never, ever get in a hurry.
But I think people also need to realize that when you get into the world of medicine, you walk into a doctor's office and you have an 8:30 appointment or a 2:30 appointment, whatever it is, we have no idea what you've run into prior to that,
right,
with another patient,
yep,
that commands your attention and is going to take more time than you had originally allocated.
Right.
I mean, so that stuff does happen.
It does happen.
But all you have to do is communicate and just tell somebody up front and they'll understand. I got that.
It works.
It works. And the business about fear, and you and I have had this conversation before.
Yeah.
When I was a young lad living way, way from here in Delaware, the dentist that my family took me to, he just, granted, this is a long time ago. I mean, when they were working on your teeth and had to do, you know, fill a cavity or something, you didn't have anything to desensitize your teeth. You just kind of grit and bore it. My dad could do that. Didn't bother him no matter what. Me? I was exactly the opposite. Just to hear the whirl of the drill put me into a freak. So many, many, many moons ago when I came to Rock Hill, actually before I got here, the dentist that I had at the time told me, Manning, quote, "There is no such thing as pain in modern dentistry." And my response to him was, "Prove it." And I just said the same thing to you when you and I hooked up. And of all the procedures I've had, I've never had any pain.
Well, thank you.
That's true.
We try to keep it that way as good as we can.
But, I mean, you can't work on somebody who's fidgeting and jumping because they've got, feeling pain.
Yeah, we have some, you know, very, very anxious patients come in, and we try to keep a calm office, and it's a calm office, and and we're able to take the time with people. The big thing, you know, I think that our office is, though, too, is prevention-oriented, and the things about teaching people to take care of their teeth, brush their teeth, electric toothbrushes, water picks. One great thing about this city, though, too, is we do have fluoride in the water here, and there's a thing going around, people trying to get fluoride out of the water. But
they're doing that for generations.
I have a lady that comes to my office that was in Minneapolis. It was the first city to do fluoride 80 years ago. And fluoride works, and it's one of the greatest public health things we've ever done is fluoride in the water. And some patients, we get them on more fluoride. It does prevent decay. But one thing that promotes decay is I do have a lot of young patients with a lot of dental problems from drinking high acid, high sugar soft drinks that they get addicted to. They have a high caffeine ratio, and it's almost as bad as a drug.
Yeah.
And they'll end up, I'll have young people with 20, 30 cavities, decay in every tooth.
It's amazing.
From soft drinks.
Absolutely amazing.
As I sit here sipping a diet one.
Well, and a lot of the options that are out there now are sugar-free. They still have the caffeine, maybe. But
the caffeine and the acid, the carboxylic acid and the citric acid.
So. But they sure taste good, don't they?
Uh-huh.
All right, with that, we're going to take our mid-program break. Reminded that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, PiedmontMedicalCenter.com, and to HighSpeedWeb.net, that streams our signal 24-7, 365. We're here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. Dr. Bill, let's tell them how it's done. 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice.
Garden, 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 garden. Back after these words.
Two.
Bye.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Love the bread. Number 19's the best.
Fresh, delicious bread.
It's fresh.
The food's really good, and it's a great price.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Now available from Founders Federal Credit Union, Cash In. Cash In is the newest way to fund Founders Loyalty Select, our highest yield savings account. Use your rewards earning Founders credit cards and you can exchange your CU rewards points for a deposit to your Loyalty Select. Log into Founders Online to redeem your points today. Relax. Cash in your points. Account restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Have you been personally managing your investment account? Are you happy with your results? Maybe you should consider hiring a genuine money manager. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see how they can help you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
Gold Hill Emergency Department is now open. This is Michelle Walk, ED Director at Piedmont Medical Center. Gold Hill ED is Fort Mill's first standalone emergency room, open 24/7, 365, offering all the services of a hospital-based emergency room with 12 treatment areas. Whatever the medical issue, our team of emergency medical professionals is ready to treat your family, well, when it matters most. Stop by the ED at Gold Hill Road and pick up a free first aid kit. Visit GoldHillER.com to learn more.
Did you know Comporium's 1 gig ZipStream is up to 100 times faster than the average internet connection? ZipStream is designed to support multiple devices all at once without sacrificing speed. In fact, with ZipStream, you can download an entire HD movie in less than 10 seconds or 1,000 songs in about 30 seconds. And with ZipStream from Comporium, who needs hard drives? Gigabit speed makes cloud storage practical and safer than a backup of a backup of a backup. Go online to Comporium.com to see if your neighborhood is ZipStream ready.
Good Pharmacy, taking care of families for 4 generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. We have 6 pharmacists that are knowledgeable, friendly, and ready to get to know your family and their needs.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
A good deal for a delicious sandwich.
Quality of the food. I get what I want. It tastes great every time.
Hit the spot, definitely. It's amazing.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Dr. Bill Cranford is with us from Cranford Dental right here in Rock Hill. If you want to know more about them, CranfordDental.com. We'll get you all the info. All right. So we're living in the world, Bill, of coronavirus. Every day on the radio and the television is coronavirus this, coronavirus that. We've had no reported cases yet in South Carolina.
Right.
So obviously you don't have your head in the sand. You're thinking ahead as to what the what ifs if this should pop up.
Right.
So how do you tackle that?
Okay, let's talk viruses, let's talk infection and COVID-19, and let's talk a little history. I'm reading a book right now called The Great Influenza. It was about the big influenza pandemic that swept the world in 1918. It began in a little county, Haskell County, Kansas. Got to troop camps, and then it got all over America. They carried in troop ships to England, all over the world. And tens of millions of people died. And coronavirus, we've had about 3,000 people die in China. But, you know, it could be the iceberg.
Got 11 dead in this country right now.
And I noticed the president and vice president last week doing the news conference about it, and sure, the truth was somewhere in between Donald Trump saying there's nothing to worry about and the health care officials scaring us. We need to be concerned, but we don't need to panic. I think we're somewhere in the middle.
And I think that's the key thing the president's trying to do is just trying to calm everybody down.
That's
exactly right.
And then the health care professionals are doing what they're trying to do is to get people to be aware of what's going on. But in healthcare and in dental care, we're concerned. We're gloving all the time already. We're masking all the time. We're washing our hands in between every patient, and we're being aware of what we use universal infection control procedures. 2 years ago, the American Dental Association put out an opinion on the measles epidemic, and at that time, there were a lot of fear of measles and people being non-vaccinated. Well, last year, the biggest month they had was about 1,500 cases of measles. In January, there were only 5 cases in the whole country of measles, and they were in 5 different states. 73% of the cases of measles in the U.S. were in New York City, the center of the media, and most of those were in a population that did not believe in vaccination.
Right.
With the coronavirus, it takes a while to get a vaccine put together, and people are asking for a vaccine right now. I don't see any way that's going to be coming anytime for this season of flu.
Yeah. I think you're right.
And for anybody to say the administration or our country or the healthcare officials should have been more on there's no way.
That's just politics. So, I mean, Congress yesterday, the House passed an $8.5 billion special appropriation to ramp up and be ready just in case this thing takes off.
Right.
It goes to the Senate today. I'm sure it's going to be approved. Yeah. But the routine stuff you do, gloving and masks and washing hands and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And we're elbow bumping now.
Elbow bumping like we did on the way in.
Yeah.
But, I mean, is there much more that you could do? And I'm sure you've thought about that. if, in fact, this thing does pop up around here.
Well, if the thing pops, you know, just in my mind, this is Bill.
Yeah.
Okay, Bill talking, is that if it gets so bad that they shut the schools down, I'll probably shut my office down.
Sure.
And that would be where, and that just depends. We don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
Nature, we cannot control nature. And nature, when it rolls on, will roll on. But we've got to be wise,
right,
and do what we can.
All right. I know that there are people who come in who've got issues, and you treat those issues, and you also follow up with some medications, antibiotics and
right.
what have you.
Yep.
We all know what's going on in the world of antibiotics.
Right.
I mean, sometimes they work great, sometimes they're not working so great. And, I mean, where does that leave you?
Okay. Well, back on the corona thing, that's an antiviral. And then the flu vaccine, you know, it's a virus that you're trying to prevent. And antibiotics don't work.
Right.
On flu or coronavirus. So, antibiotics. When I first got out of school, anybody that came in with a toothache, we'd write a prescription for an antibiotic. We'd also give them a narcotic.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know where that led.
Oh, yeah.
With, you know, the OxyContin and all the deaths that have been from overdosing that. We rarely write pain medications in my office. Ibuprofen and Tylenol, miracle drugs.
Right.
And we just don't have to. And antibiotics for a toothache, unless you're swollen up and have visible swelling, we don't write antibiotics. Because when you write too many antibiotics, the bacteria in your body build up a resistance to that. So when you need them to work, you want them to work. So the fewer antibiotics you take, the better off you are. There are things that go on in your body, too, that we do preventive antibiotics to keep you from getting further infections. If you have a knee replaced, the orthopedic surgeons would also, or hip,
right,
or shoulder.
Or shoulder coming up.
Shoulder coming up with your elbow. They don't want any new bacteria introduced into your mouth or into your bloodstream. So they ask for you not to see the dentist for 3 months
right.
or so. And when you do, they want you to take an antibiotic.
Right.
Studies show that after a year you don't need to, but the orthopedist, in order to cover themselves, want the patient to continue taking that. We wrote that prescription for years, but now we ask the orthopedist to write that prescription so it won't be on us, because you can have an allergic reaction.
I got you.
To the antibiotic. So
the bottom line is, if you had a joint replaced or
yep.
you had whatever's done,
yep.
pay attention to what the doctor's telling you,
yeah.
because if you don't and you haven't taken that drug, when they go in and start, you know, working on your teeth, you could release some bacteria.
And you could get an infection around your joint and have to have it replaced.
Yeah.
Again. Nobody wants to do that.
Very quickly, you've got about 30 seconds.
Okay.
You've been very involved with your profession.
Yes.
You've been very involved with the Dental Association across the state. What are you doing now with that group?
With the group, I'm involved with ethics on the national level. I'm on the ADA Council on Ethics. This past Friday, I went with a group of dentists down to the Medical University of South Carolina, gave a talk on ethics to the graduating students on how to take care of your patients the best way and different things you come to face when you're dealing with people face-to-face. What's the right thing to do? Doing the right thing, the right time, right reason.
Treat them the way you'd want to be treated.
That's right.
Okay.
That's the bottom line.
Dr. Bill Cranford, thank you for all that you do for the community and for me personally and my family taking care of us.
Thank you.
More info at CranfordDental.com, and I've enjoyed this. We'll do it again.
Well, thank you. Back here anytime.
All right.
Love it.
We'll see you on the radio.
Okay.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax. You're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And, of course, now, if you hang out here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, you can participate in this. We're all going to say this. Watch out, Bill. That makes a lot of noise when you move it. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. The magic is the white letters, and we all do it together at the count of three. Ready, Martha? One, two, three.
Slice.
Garden. Well, that was a little weak, but we'll get you back next time. And that'll wrap up our program. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.